Blackstone Audio presents The Man with the Golden Arm by Nelson Algren. One. Rumors of Evening. Cuprin, do you understand, gentlemen, that all the horror is in just this? That there is no horror. The captain never drank. Yet toward nightfall in that smoke-colored season between Indian summer and December's first true snow, he would sometimes feel half-drunken. He would hang his coat neatly over the back of his chair in the leaden station-house twilight, say he was beat from lack of sleep, and lay his head across his arms upon the query-room desk. Yet it wasn't work that wearied him so, and his sleep was harassed by more than a smoke-colored rain. The city had filled him with the guilt of others. He was numbed by his charge sheet's accusations. For 20 years, upon the same scarred desk, he had been recording larceny and arson, sodomy and simony, boosting, hijacking and shootings in sudden affray, blackmail and terrorism, incest and pauperism, embezzlement and horse theft, tampering and procuring, abduction and quackery, adultery and mackery. Till the finger of guilt, pointing so sternly for so long across the query room blotter, had grown bored with it all at last, and turned capriciously to touch the fibers of the dark gray muscle behind the captain's light gray eyes. So that though by daylight he remained the pursuer, there had come nights, this windless first week of December, when he had dreamed he was being pursued. Long ago some station-house stray had nicknamed him Recordhead to honor the retentiveness of his memory for forgotten misdemeanors. Now, drawing close to the pension years, he was referred to as Captain Bednar only officially. The pair of strays standing before him had already been filed, beside their prince, in both his records and his head. "Ain't nothing on my record but drunken fighting," the smash-nosed vet with the buffalo-colored eyes was reminding the captain. "All I do is deal, drink, and fight." The captain studied the faded suntans above the army brogans.
"What kind of discharge you get, dealer?"
"The right kind, and the Purple Heart."
"Who do you fight with?"
"My wife, that's all."
"Hell, that's no crime."
He turned from the wayward veteran to the wayward 4F, the tortoise shell glasses.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?